Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. The holidays are here, and it's time to head to the Heritage Meat Shop for some juicy Berkshire pork roast, tender Piedmontese steaks, traditional Christmas goose, and duck. Our world-famous charcuterie and fresh meats are guaranteed to please everyone, whether it's a party of 2 or 200. Be sure to stop by the Heritage Meat Shop to make your holiday celebration a delicious and memorable event. The Heritage Meat Shop is located at 120 Essex Street in the historic Essex Street Market on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Call 212-539-1111 to order now.
Everybody, you tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. The show is Flash Talks Cash. We're about money. Making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming, with my co-host, Andrew, my son, Newman.
Good afternoon.
Hi. He's on time.
Andrew sounds great.
I'm tired, man. Enthusiastic. He's going to tell us why he's so tired, I'm sure, in a little while, after he stops trashing the place.
I'm not trashing anything.
And,
I'm just readjusting.
My producers and my engineers are in the house. We have Jack Inslee.
Hey.
And we have the one and only Carlos with no mic.
There we go.
We got him.
Jack, whatever happened to the Barca loungers we were going to get in here?
Yeah. Well, maybe next year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. So today, our shows are broadcast every Thursday live from 4:30 to 5. And all shows, if you can't listen live, are archived on the website. Or there you can download a free podcast through iTunes and listen to Flash Talks Cash all the time, anytime. Today's show is 2011 in Financial Review.
It's our last show of the year.
It's the last show of the year. It's the last show of the year for the radio station.
Yeah.
And, that's right.
And we're broadcasting on the shortest day of the year or the longest night of the year.
Party.
A lot of things happen.
Jack, where are we going tonight, buddy?
Right here.
I thought you were tired.
I'm exhausted, yeah, but it's the longest night.
Yeah, so
we got the most night time.
Go to bed. Go to bed and
most
sleep.
Most time out to spend, Jack. Let's go.
Okay.
Carlos, I know you're in. Do with only one name.
Listen,
it's a party every
this
night.
This is Flash Talks Cash, not Andrew and his silly parties. Okay?
I'm just talking to the guys.
Andrew just returned from London.
I did. Jet lag is a mofo.
Oh, he's jet lag, and that's why he's
I think
so
I'm
tired.
Jet lagged from when I landed still.
Yeah, well,
I was only there for 5 days.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Travel's worth
flying
it.
Flying around the world.
And now he's flying out again this next week.
Damn.
Yeah.
Gone Cali.
Yeah. So
Going
talk about
back,
let's
back
talk about
to Cali.
Would you shut up?
I was just giving you a little Biggie Smalls.
Can we talk about Flash Talks Cash?
Sure.
Okay.
If you want.
Yes, we want.
What'd you get me for Christmas?
And that commercial that underwriter that opened up our show today, yeah. The Heritage.
Meat Shop.
Butcher Shop in the Essex Food Market.
Yes.
That's where I was before I came to the show
That's
today.
Phenomenal. What'd you got?
I'm not telling you. It's Christmas presents.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, hopefully nothing for me. Well, I started this show. I'm not getting anyone anything.
Well, I think Jack's
I'm
on that
you
page.
On that,
no one. I don't know. I didn't tell anyone beforehand, but I'm going to show up empty-handed. I'm gonna be like, yo, just take that back and get yourself something nice because I don't need whatever you're giving me.
Exactly.
Probably not going to wear it. Sit in the closet. Just get something for your kids or something. How do you think they'll take that one?
I think they'll be fine with that.
Yeah.
No one needs it.
Do it nicely.
Of course. I'll be very sweet about it. Like, I'm so good right now that whatever you got
no,
me.
No, that ain't it. You're mushing
just
it
make
up.
Make it political.
Yeah,
do it nicely.
I'm all about anti-consumerism as our Reverend Billy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do an Occupy Wall Street. Let's do Occupy Christmas Tree. Christmas
what
Day.
What does that mean?
Christmas Day.
So I'm going to just stand there and prevent anyone from putting anything under the
you
tree?
You don't have to.
Like, this is my space. No presents here.
You don't have to impose. You don't have to impose your will to the whole family, but you can occupy the space and say, I am not participating in this consumerism and this Wall Street.
No one needs anything.
Money thing. Yeah. Okay. I agree with you.
Jack,
million
you need
percent.
Anything this year, buddy? Just underwear, huh?
Yeah,
me too.
That's it.
Could we get to Flash Talks Cash?
Oh, this is important stuff.
2011 review.
We're talking about important stuff here.
Okay, so
anti-consumerism, because everyone is out there screwing everyone else. Keep your money yourself.
Okay.
Don't buy into the system.
That's right. But everybody does. But this year you're stepping off, and I'm happy for you. I agree with you 1,000,000%. I think it's kind of gotten out of hand. I think, you know, a gift should be something that's thoughtful, not a financial tally.
Yeah, it's like, what do you get someone? A gift card? Like, really, honestly?
That's a waste.
What is that?
Pointless. That's not the whole point of giving gifts.
Because you remembered them? Yeah. Like, I remember you'll be in front of me. I know who you are. Yeah. I see you.
Okay. Can we talk about the things we talked about this year? And at the end, we're going to decide if we're better off, worse off.
Just worse.
Where are we off? Well, let's talk about it, okay?
All right, go ahead.
We talked about
when did we start here?
Well, let's just talk about 2011. Can I please do my show?
I'm asking, when did we start here?
August or so of 2010.
So it's been over a year. You're doing this a year and a half?
Yes. Can we now?
Jack.
Oh.
Jack, is this the longest running show on Heritage?
Jack, can
Joanne, continue.
Can we please mute his mic right now?
I think it's the most interesting part of the show.
Shut up!
Why?
Oh my! Can we talk?
This is our mother-son time.
Joanne, continue.
Yeah, thank you. We talked about an alternative. We talked about an alternative. Good, they shut him off. An alternative to investments this year. We talked about slow money. And we had the guy from Slow Money. I forget his name. Jack, do you remember the guy's name from Slow Money?
I don't.
Tashla. Something Tashla.
This is your show.
I just thought maybe Jack knew since he was into slow food.
I gotta yell at this point because I don't have a mic that works.
Well, if you behave, you can put your mic back on. Only if you promise to behave. Behave. So act like a radio host, not a dope. Then we talked about the Boomerang Kids, which you tried to be one of them this year, Drew.
We're back. Thanks, Jack.
Remember you tried to move home and I said no.
I still think I should.
Yeah, well, we talked about Boomerang Kids, how kids are coming back and now parents are supporting their kids again out of college. And for whatever reasons, they can't find jobs or they're in debt and things like that. We talked about that. We talked about renting versus buying a home. And I recommended earlier in the year, Andrew's now reading his text, so he can't even respond to what I'm talking.
I'm listening.
I talked about the beginning of the year, how I thought it was a good time to buy a home.
Yes, and then you also said to get married to buy a home.
Well, no, you said if you don't have the money, get married. You go
you
buy your
said
incomes.
That.
Well, I told you to get married.
Wow. No pressure.
Well, you know what? No.
It was a big year for me. I was supposed to do a lot this year.
That was a response to you moving home to my house.
So instead, find a girlfriend, get married, and buy a house all in a year.
Well,
no pressure there.
That's not a
you
pressure.
You pop out some
just,
kids, too?
It was just a suggestion. So renting and buying, I think it's now a year later, and the market hasn't moved. The interest rates are still pretty low. They're lower probably than the beginning of the year. So it's still probably a good time to look at a home. If you can afford a home, it's probably a good time. And rents are actually going up. It's a landlord's market nowadays. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a buyer's market in the real estate in home. So it's still a good time. It's a better time to
So what that means is that people with money are making more money and the people without money are saving less.
Right.
Brilliant. I love these recessions.
Yeah, well,
they're really good for your morale.
You know, economics is always cyclical. So all things go up and down. If it stayed the same, then there would be nobody making money because everybody would be on the same page. It's all part of risk and returns.
I'm all for socialism.
Then we talked about, here was a good one. You know those
riding your kids off.
Those poor rich people that lost all their money in Ponzi schemes and investment scams.
Yeah.
Well, they get to submit their tax returns with those losses and get bigger refunds this year. So the taxpayers, us, you, me, and all the rest of us are subsidizing those rich guys for investing in the wrong places. Remember that?
Awesome.
Yeah. And every day there are more and more Ponzi schemes and
apparently.
Insider traders.
Did anything come of the Corzine situation or
no? It's I'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Okay.
Yeah, a little movement and it's all nonsense, pure nonsense. Then we talked about the Arab Spring, which was a beautiful thing, but we were concerned about what it was going to do for us as far as oil dependence. It didn't really have that impact. We were worried about that.
Nothing.
We started talking about the countries being responsible, the world being responsible for alternative fuels, getting real green jobs, and pumping up mass transit. Well, you know what? I think it's on the plate. And things are moving slowly.
That's probably the jobs
bill frankly, Obama did squash that pipeline from Canada, and so you know he's doing something in that arena. But it's a very slow movement. But the Arab Spring in the end was a wonderful, wonderful movement. Unfortunately, in Egypt, more uprisings, and it's not a good thing. Hopefully, it'll work out okay. But these things don't happen in a week or a month. Then we talked about cultural differences, handling money in the family.
Oh, that was an awful
Andrew
show.
Didn't
that
like
was
that
an awful
one at
show.
All.
The, that was the, stupid.
The Chinese people and
that
the Hispanic
stupid.
People.
And this then is we worse got over people. That one. We let's got, just go over. We come got on. What are we going over? Every show for the...
I'm telling you some of the things we talked about.
Just, why are you getting me excited again? You just want to get me angry.
That one really got his emotions.
I think you just want to get me excited.
That one
let's
really got him going. Boy, oh boy.
Move on. Let's talk about Occupy Wall Street.
No, that's later on. So we started at the beginning of the year. We talked about a lot of good things this year. We talked about financial preparation, preparing for disasters, like when the Japanese got the tsunami. What would you do if your house was blown out to the ocean, or you know, if you got one day a tornado came and you know, whacked your whole house down, and
you
if you're flooded in the farmland
situation? What do you think?
Yes, you would. So we talked about handling your finances and preparing in case of a disaster, because one thing about disaster, you never know when it's going to happen. And we talked about, which is still going on in a different form, the collegiate sports, the financial influence, how the NCAA is kind of a big money maker,
and
the bowls are all
profit, yeah.
The bowls.
It's going to happen soon. They're
yes,
all gonna
they're all going to start
dollars.
Again, and they're all financial. So it's really it's not a non for profit. Those are definitely operating in a different level. But collegiate sports, besides the financial crisis, man, it hit a bad sexual crisis this year.
That was awkward.
That
we didn't
it's
talk about
not
that,
even
thankfully.
Over. No, because it's not a financial issue, but it just kept getting worse.
Could
for
affect
them.
The schools financially, but
yeah, but that's not the main drift. Yeah. But it's the collegiate sports started out on the bad foot with their financial inquiries,
yeah.
And now they're on a worse footing now with they have to take a page out of the Catholic Church's
yeah.
books.
Just put it, throw some money at it.
Yeah, or hide the people.
Yeah.
All right, we talked about, we had a great guest, Harry Houck. He came in and taught us a lot about identity theft and financial scams, the ATM machines, and how the criminals do it.
And then it happened to me.
And then it happened to you, and it happened all over New York City. And,
did it?
Yeah, I told you I had the Chase Bank had a big problem with this past year. Various branches, they put those fake ATM scams. So we're still on alert. You know, it's the, you know, the crooks and the criminals are getting smarter and smarter. Our technology is getting better and better, but they're always 10 steps ahead of us. So we learned a lot about that. That was very interesting, Harry, and all that information he brought to us. Then we talked about, we broke down how the government really spends our money, their budgets.
Awfully.
This was before we did the debt ceiling talks.
Did they get into did they approve a budget, or are they cutting...
Oh, no. The nonsense is still continuing.
That's awesome.
So we talked about how
the deadline that they had where they would cut 25% of the defense budget never actually happened.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Well, they had cuts in place if they didn't approve a budget where they would cut defense spending and like social services, mostly like Social Security and stuff like that. And
frankly, I think it's all tied into the debt ceiling and these silly things that they're going over now with the cuts, and the shenanigans continue.
Okay.
It is just enough to make you sick, right?
Well, yeah, no, they're getting paid. They're doing their job.
No, they're not doing their job.
They're getting paid a lot of money.
Now, what's his name? Boehner, wants the senators to come back to Washington and go through the this bill that they passed, but the Congress can't pass because
they're on vacation.
Yeah, they left. The Senate passed and they went on Christmas vacation, but the Congress
they take
can't
off
pass.
Like 3 months a year.
Okay,
it's ridiculous.
The point is,
want a job where I get off 3 months.
The Republicans and the Democrats can't even decide on whether they want milk in their coffee. I'm telling you, it's terrible. The debt ceiling keeps getting extended for 6 weeks.
I drank a lot of tea in England. It was really good. I'm gonna drink more tea now.
Well, that's nice. Thank you for that, Drew.
You want to take a break right now? Let's take a break.
No.
I think we take a break. Tea
no,
time.
No.
Not tea time
No,
yet?
No. I'm talking now about the congressmen, the senators,
how you find
the
money?
Debt ceiling.
How you found people money.
That
Let's
was,
talk about that.
That
you
was
were very excited
2010.
About that.
That was in 2010.
That was in 2010?
2010. Can we please finish my show?
Yeah, I like that. Like you were so excited when you found people money.
Yeah, just
so
as excited as you were when I told you that the Japanese and the Chinese financial
no, that
culture.
No, angry.
That made, well, you were still excited.
Happy.
Yeah. Okay.
You were happy.
Can we finish talking about the congressmen and the senators?
I don't want to talk
the
about
debt
it.
Ceiling gets renewed every 2 months, so every 2 months they have to go back. They just renewed the debt ceiling again the other day, and the congressmen and the senators can't get on the same page. So the nonsense in Washington hasn't changed, probably gotten worse. The foreclosures and short sales. Remember I told you to buy a house? Try it. Go there. It's a tough market to buy. It's doable. Probably a little easier to buy a foreclosure or a short sale now because people are more experienced and the banks have to unload these houses off the books. So as I said earlier, go buy a house. Maybe go buy a foreclosure. Maybe get a deal. The real estate market hasn't done any movement, so people are still in foreclosure. People are still underwater. It's a sad state of affairs. So you notice a trend here every time I keep talking about
it's depressing.
It's very depressing. So we're going to take a break now. We're going to come back and talk about the second half of the year, and maybe it'll get a little better. I'm not sure.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys. Playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars. When we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth.
Hi, this is Moby, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network.
Okay, we're back. That was Stevie Wonder singing Happy Merry Christmas, and he wants everything to get a little better, too. It's kind of bluesy, a bluesy Christmas song to fit this bluesy show. We talked during the year about entrepreneurs, how to set up your business, how to come up with the right selling price, how to control your costs, how to determine your overhead costs. We did a little bit of that. Michael Golden was here, and he talked about his business, and hopefully we taught him a little bit and a few people out there about how to price your product. I think that's a very, very difficult thing for a lot of people. I think we could do some more work on that and help people price their product. We had Tim Fisher in here, and he talked about estate tax planning, using wills and trusts, and Andrew was very interested in that. I think he must plan on having a lot of money when he gets older.
It's something I never learned about.
So it was good. Exciting. He came in and talked about estate planning, and then we had another show on an old age, talk about old people. Andrew loves old people and their finances, about reverse mortgages and how you can go and tap into your equity before you die.
I don't understand why you would do that.
Well, if you need the money, you don't have to pay the mortgage back. So if you have a house that's worth $1 million and you don't owe a mortgage on it, and you need money when you're old, take the money out. Why wait till you die and give it to your kids? Take it out.
Isn't it just like a line of credit anyway?
It's called the reverse mortgage. You don't have to pay it back. You pay back when you die.
Yeah. You pay back sell the house on like a line
well,
of credit.
Well, anyway. Your heirs can either sell the house or pay the mortgage off.
That's the same as like a line of credit, though, isn't it?
Well, a line of credit, you got to pay monthly. You don't have to pay this. You understand that? You never have to pay it back, okay? We had Paul Hollander here, and he talked about bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. You know, another popular topic in 2011, people are going bankrupt. And we learned how it's not the end of the world to go bankrupt. Some people really need to go that path. We talked about the new mortgage process this year since the post-2008 financial crisis, how difficult the banks are making it for people to get mortgages. It's possible, but it's not easy anymore, and you're going to have to document everything, and you're going to have to answer a lot of questions, and you're going to have to prove everything you say. We talked about going out on a business trip and on a vacation, writing off your vacation as a business trip. Andrew, you just went to London. Are you going to write it off as a business trip?
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
How?
My assistant came with me, so it's a training exercise.
Oh, shut up. I'm not going to that audit. We talked about audits and how to handle them when you get a love letter from the IRS and what to do.
Just tell them you don't want to...
Hire a good CPA.
No, just tell them you don't want to talk to them unless they have a 440-6... I don't know.
What are you talking about?
No, we have this new account I'm working with one of my clients. He's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I heard about him. Deny, 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 never give him anything. I heard about that.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I heard about that. Okay. Then we talked to one of my favorite shows this year was... What that good guy, that Christian guy who caught Jeter's 3,000th ball hit, and he gave the ball back to Jeter and the tax ramifications. We talked about that. The guy handed it back, and he's getting money to, you know, he's getting money. What does he get money for? I forget.
Modell was giving him money for taxes.
Yeah, he's got,
like, news.
Now
Miller,
he's got to file his tax return in a couple months.
Miller High Life.
He might be sorry that he gave that ball back.
Well, no, they said they were going to cover his taxes.
I don't know. We had a show this year. We had Janet Rispoli, a teacher who said not all high school students are college material. Remember that one?
It's true.
Andrew and I did a show last year about your money going to school for some kids.
I feel like I wasted money.
Yeah, I think that's the most important topic.
I feel like I wasted money going to college.
No, okay.
Tons of people do.
So, well, and then the other part of that show was how much wasted resources on telling those kids to pull their pants up, which drives me freaking crazy. We have judges, we have cops, we have lawyers, we have teachers telling kids to pull their pants up.
Well, judges, lawyers, and cops should focus on other things rather than telling people.
Well, that's what they wind up doing.
Well, it's retarded.
You're no kidding. We had Jim Leonard in here, Fun Sourcing, telling us about Kickstarter, Indiegogo, Kiva, all those great sources of generating some funds to launch your business, your creative ideas, or whatever you got going on. That was a good one. We talked about when Cuomo passed the gay marriage law and how it's going to affect those gay people, how they're going to get to file a New York State joint return, but the IRS, the federal government, still doesn't acknowledge their gay marriage, so they only get a handful of good benefits, and they still have the nonsense. The federal government has to get on board with that. What do you think?
We'll find out.
You think Obama's going to pass gay rights?
No.
I don't think so either. We had some artists in here during the year talking about art through economics through the artist's eye. We had Doug Bube in here talking about how he makes a living being an artist and how the kinds of jobs he's had to do in addition to selling his artwork, which is not an easy task. We had a lot of shows about Occupy Wall Street. That was probably the best thing that happened to America this year, was the occupation. We talked about, we had a couple of people, an occupier, Steve McMaster. We had Reverend Billy in here, who's a proponent. Is that the right word? Proponent for the occupation. We had Joanne Fleming, the accountant for a while, as the for the occupation. Then we had the stories. We had Bloomberg and the pepper spray and the mass arrests. And then we had a couple of people, the Maya Bloomberg author.
Two professors. One from Montclair, one from Queens College.
Yep. Talk about the economics and the politicians involved with the occupation. It was wonderful. We had the cleanup, the standoff, the eviction. And then you wonder now, it's now, 4 months after the occupation began. And a month and a half later after they were evicted.
Where are they now?
Well, they're holed up in all different places around the world, and they're preparing, they're doing some hibernation, and they're preparing for a spring. The Arabs had their spring. The Occupy Wall Street is planning a spring. So it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful movement. Do you agree? It's the best thing that happened in America this year.
We'll see next year. If anything gets done, then great. If nothing, then it was a good 3 months.
We had, we talked a little bit about John Corzine and the missing $1.2 billion. And it's a week later now, and they're still... Now they've got the accountant, this woman from Chicago in the hot seat, who has now put her finger on some of the money. Said, oh, this is the money. It got transferred from this account to this account. And, you know, it's a joke. Everybody's playing the game. The investigators are playing the game. Bankers are playing a game, the congressmen are playing the game, and I wonder how much is going to be accomplished. You know, this week there was a couple of articles about how the fines came through, I think through Bank of America and the SEC or the FDIC or whatever agency fined them. They fined them for like $600 million. I don't remember the numbers, but the point is, you know, these guys got away with billions. And the fines are a drop in the bucket. And most of the fines that are being charged against Bank of America and the officers are being paid by insurance policies. So there's virtually no money out of their pocket.
No, just more money out of our pockets.
You know, their reputation got tarnished.
Who cares? Bank of America is everywhere.
They'll they'll reemerge in another form at another bank in another spot.
I'm pretty sure they're the biggest bank in America.
Yeah,
aren't
well,
they?
I'm just saying the bank's reputation might have got a little tarnished. So they'll do the dance, and then what means is they'll just move on to a different bank or a different job, or go into politics or do something like that. And in another year or two, they'll be a star somewhere else making their mega millions. And that's how 2011 went down. It was pretty depressing. I just wanted to say one thing. Last week, I meant to tell you on the show. Last Thursday, we were on the show, and last Thursday, the Iraq war was over. That was amazing. Thank God.
Waiting to break that out.
Thank God. The Iraq war is over.
It's not over.
Well, they pulled the troops out. It's officially called over. Okay. That's how a war is over. They say this is the last day.
They'll be back
we
there in a month doing
years,
something.
We had 9 years of occupation in Iraq. We spent mega trillions of dollars. So now you're talking about the budget. So now they're going to save some money. They don't have all those soldiers over there. And we also had two, like I said before, two wonderful things happen around the world. The Arab Spring and Occupy Wall Street. Because out of all this bad gloom and doom, there's got to be a response and a reaction. And frankly, this is the best thing that could have happened. No one could have predicted it. And I hope in 2012, the financial markets and the economy and the politicians can turn the corner here. Because, you know, let me tell you something. It's not always this doom and gloom and brutal, blue, nasty stuff. Sometimes there are good years, good markets, innovation, interesting things going on, people making money, people doing the right thing. That ain't happening this year. So when I went through the review, I really found very little to be happy about, but I wanted to.
Well, the iPhone 4 came out and the iPad came out. Yeah, so it was a big year.
Technology is
big year for us.
Technology is doing well. But unfortunately, if you went to go see the show, all those technological devices are built in China at the expense of these poor Chinese people who are being slowly being killed by all these processes, these poisonous processes. So, you know, we need to improve this. We can't keep the world to be our servants. We can't let the world be our servants. We have to bring, you know, good work back to America too. We have too much unemployment. We have too much crooks on Wall Street. We have too many people who are what do I want to say? I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. We need to get more positive. I would like to do a more positive show. I would like to have 2012 to be a more upbeat year. And that's what I'm hoping for in 2012. You have anything you want to finish out this year and predict for next year?
I got nothing. I think it's going to be depressing as hell again next
year. Oh, my God.
I see no...
Anybody in the house have any good news? Anybody have any positive things they look forward to next year?
Paying off my debt.
Pay off your debt.
I don't know.
Well, maybe Occupy Wall Street will help you with that.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about eradicating all debt, which I think
is
extreme. Yeah,
we've talked about that, though. See, I got private loans. Doesn't help me.
No, they're talking about passing a law. Well, I know it's a bit extreme. But, you know, extreme behavior.
You can't do that.
Behavior does cause some change.
Maybe the government could absolve some of the loans, you know, those debts, but not. I have a private loan with Citibank, like a lot of other people do.
Well, maybe Citibank will go out of business.
Yeah, sure. They already sold my loan to somebody else.
Mine got sold to Sally Mae from Citibank.
Yeah, that's, I think, me too.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sally Mae
See,
is the one.
Themselves.
Sally Mae
and Freddie Mac aren't doing
I'm going to change my name
anyway.
And leave the country.
Yeah, they'll find you. Yeah. They'll find your mother. They find your sister and your brother. They call everybody. They still call for me, for my brother. My brother is dead 10 years, and he went to college 40 years ago, and they call me and my mother.
He went to college?
My brother did under the GI Bill, yeah. He didn't last long, but he had some college debt, and they still call my mother, and they call me every once in a while. His name was Joseph, and they call me because my name is Joanne. And so they see the J, they think we're the same person. Maybe they think he's transgender, but he's passed away, so why don't they leave us alone, right? Okay, I'm going to close the year on a happy goodbye, have a wonderful holiday, and we look forward to a wonderful, prosperous 2012. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening. Thank you.